This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. The leaders in the Arab world are having a serious problem coming up with a united front as they try to deal with the latest Israeli-Palestinian clash. The differences were front and center at an emergency meeting of the Arab League in Cairo yesterday. We're joined by Stephen Erlanger, reporting from Cairo for our partner, The New York Times. Happy New Year, Stephen.
Yes, thank you.
You want to describe the meeting yesterday, this emergency meeting?
Well, the Arab League doesn't really quite know what to do, and it's very badly divided. So the foreign ministers got together. They're not sure they are going to have a larger summit meeting later in the week of leaders. But basically, moderate secular countries, mostly allied to the United States, are no friends of Hamas, and they are threatening Palestinian disunity for this crisis, the decision of Hamas not to renew the ceasefire with Israel. But other Arab states farther from the conflict, or states more closely aligned with Iran, like Syria, or the Hezbollah leaders in Lebanon, or even Mr. Gaddafi in Libya, are saying this is a disgrace and the Arabs must do more to help their Palestinian brothers, and Egypt should open its border with Gaza and do more to defend Palestinian life there. So it's a real division.
One of the someone who attended the meeting suggested that the split among the Palestinian leadership itself is really the root of the problem. What do you make of that, and how would the Arab League be able to How would the Arab League be able to bridge that gap?
Well, it's been a longstanding problem. When Hamas won legislative elections, defeating Fatah a couple of years ago, it was a major blow to Western hopes for peace and a united Palestinian government. Mahmoud Abbas, the Fatah, is still the president, and Hamas recognizes his authority. But Hamas and Fatah fought a civil war.
Stephen?
Since then, Hamas has kept its control.
And the split between the leadership in some of these Arab countries that you just outlined and the people, there's a split there, too. And how much pressure are those leaders under to support how the populations are feeling?
Well, they're always under some form of a public opinion pressure. These are pretty well-monitored police states, most of them. And they have heavy security presence. Egypt in particular, because it used to rule, and because it shares the border, and because it has peace with Israel and relations with the United States, is an obvious target for pressure. And inside Egypt, there have been some demonstrations from Hamas supporters, or Islamists, some of them. And Mubarak is obviously sensitive to these things, and one feels the presence of the riot police and there's a certain outlet for this anger, and he's made it clear that he condemns what Israel is doing in Gaza. But in Egypt, in Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, they are under pressure, and there are demonstrations sometimes against the diplomatic consulates in other Arab countries, too.
Which certainly makes for a very complicated stew of issues. Stephen Erlanger, thank you so much for joining us. Stephen Erlanger is a New York Times reporter, and he was coming to us on a very scratchy line from Cairo.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.